with it for your home.
Tell me about your home in Europe. Where did you live? In the country or a town or a village?
It was only 1 hour to go to Warsaw. We lived like in a village. It was a bit, Europe, they say a dorf, you know what that means? It means a small town.
A small town.
Yeah, it's like a village, you know, you would call it. Mm-hmm. There was a very few Jewish families mm-hmm. there.
And what kind of house was it? A brick house or a wooden house?
It was a brick house.
Brick house.
It was my grandmother's house.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother was a very rich woman mm-hmm. in Europe.
Very good. Tell me about your family that lived in the house with you. How many brothers did you have?
I had two brothers and six sisters.
Oh my, six sisters. Yeah, are they older or younger than you?
Older.
Yes. Uh-huh. And how about your sisters? Were they older too?
Well, one of them is living here. One lives in Uniontown. That's an older one for me. And two younger brothers, they're dead too already. Mm-hmm. Me and my sister is left only.
Mm-hmm. How long did you live there?
Where? In
Europe.
In Europe?
In Warsaw.
Well, I told you, I came to this country in 1902.
But how long did you live here in this house?
In Europe?
Yes.
Well, since I was born. We was born in my grandmother's
what
house.
What year was that?
Oh, I'm 75 years. Yes. I'm not that much educated, you know.
Yes.
It was 75 years ago.
75.
Come to this
but how long did you live there? How long did you live in that house?
In this house?
Yeah.
Till I was 17 years old.
Oh. You lived there for 17 years?
Yeah, until I was 17 years old with all my family.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did you do?
In Europe?
Yes.
Nothing.
No.
No work at all. Oh, no, yes. I learned to be a dressmaker.
I
worked with some lady. She taught me how to sew.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Learned dressmaking. And what was your father's work, do you remember?
Musician.
Oh, your father's musician?
Yeah.
Did he play an instrument?
I mean, he was like a composer. He composed
musician
all his own.
And a composer.
Yeah.
Brilliant man, evidently.
Mm-hmm.
What other languages spoken in your home?
In my home, no. We talk mostly Polish.
Oh, you talk Polish.
Yeah, we all were educated in Polish and then Jewish, you know.
And Yiddish.
Yeah, we could talk German too and a little bit of Russian. But this I forgot already, you know.
Russian?
A little bit of Russian, a little German, and mostly Polish.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Jewish.
What kind of schooling did you have?
In the old country?
Yes.
Just a Polish school.
You went to a Polish school?
Yeah, but they teach you, they have three languages. They teach you German, Polish, and Russian.
Did you go to the eighth grade, or what grade?
I don't remember this, honey. There's no grade there. You just go to the school, they teach you.
Uh-huh.
And then I learned Jewish. Went to a woman, to a private house. She taught me Jewish, how to read and write in Jewish.
What was your synagogue like?
Oh, it was a big synagogue, and I don't remember the name of it. It was a real big, beautiful synagogue. I don't remember the name.
What were your relations with the non-Jewish people in the community? Were they friendly to you?
Very friendly. We got along because we speak Jewish, nice Polish, and we got along with them very nice. My grandmother had business there. She was the only one that was allowed to have business there. And they all liked her,
mm-hmm.
so they liked
her. Your grandmother had a business there?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I see.
Oh, I shouldn't write quick.
Well, I'm an old school teacher.
I didn't go to school here. I can read and write English.
Marvelous. Did you belong to or attend any political organizations in Europe?
No, I was a young girl.
Did you belong to a Zionist, Bund, Socialist, Labor Union?
No, not that in Europe.
You were too young.
I was too young. Who ever would think like that? Running around with boys there.
Yes, I understand. What about your parents? Did they belong to anything there?
My father, most of the time, was traveling, and my mother wasn't she had to take care of so many children. She didn't belong to anything. She was always busy with the children.
She didn't belong either.
No, and she helped my grandmother in the business, my mother, because we all lived together, like, you know.
Yes, I see. The mother and family helped the grandmother in business.
Yes, that's right.
What kind of business was it?
She had a butcher shop.
What was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews?
Well, I remember very nice. They were very nice, the Jews, that time. We didn't know for any pogroms or anything in my time. In my time, you see?
What did you think of America at this time when you came here?
When I came here,
yes.
I think everything was wonderful. Everything was so great, you know. I had the things here that I couldn't have in Europe.
Why did you leave the country in which you were born?
Why I left?
Yes.
Do you want me to tell you the whole gospel story?
Well, just tell me. Just in a few words, because it's going to
Now, you see, my husband was married to my father's niece. She was my father's niece, my husband's first wife.
Oh.
Do you understand?
Yes.
I was married to a widower.
Oh.
I'll take it and I'll tell Mom that.
Okay.
I can't talk now.
Did you meet your widower here?
No, I'll tell you the whole story. You see, my husband's wife, first wife, died.
Yeah.
And before she died, she said to him, David, I want you to do something for me. Promise me that you, I know, she said to him, I know I'm going to die. She had TB. I know I'm going to die. I want you to bring over one of my uncle's daughters and marry one of my uncle's daughters. You see, her uncle was my father. She said to her husband, she said, before I die, I have something to tell you. I have an uncle in Poland, and he has girls there. I know them. They're my cousins. And I don't want you to marry a stranger. Bring somebody in from the family to my home. So he promised her that he was going to get in touch with my father. And this cousin of mine, his first wife, she had a mother living with her. She was my aunt. So he wrote a letter, you know, my husband. He wrote a letter to my father, and he told him the whole story of what his wife said. His wife was my father's niece. You understand what I'm telling
yes.
you? So we were, at that time, we were three girls at home, three or four, I don't remember. One of them was sick, and one of them was in love with a fella. And I don't know, one of them, she was sick, one of them. So my father picked up the middle daughter, the middle one to me. She was the most gorgeous looking girl. When she went out to sick, people would run after her. Her name was Helen. So he says, Helen, there's a rich man in America, and he would like to marry somebody from his wife's family. And he says to Helen, Helen, he sent me money and he sent tickets for to come to America, and I'm going to take you. In the meantime, she was gone with a steady boyfriend, and he wanted to marry her. When my father told her that she's the picked one, that he's supposed to take her to America, he already had money and tickets, everything to go out to bring her to McKeesport. So when she heard it, what my father said to her, she got in touch with her boyfriend, and they ran off to a different city, to a big city, and they got married. And they got married, and she sent a telegram home, and she says to my father, Dear Father, when you sin against God and you beg to God, God forgive you, I want you to forgive me, but I married my man that I love. I don't want to go marry a widower. So my father was a very strict man. When he said something, it was like, it was like low to us. It was just like low, you know, we were afraid. We weren't afraid for my mother, but for my father, so I was a good-looking girl. I had blonde hair and, oh, I'm nothing now.
Oh, yes.
So my father says, Esther, I'm going to take you. So I start a crisis. I don't want to go. I had an older boyfriend there too, you know. I said, yes, I don't want to go. So my father says, you have to go. He says, maybe it'll be in time that I'll bring the whole family into America.
Yeah.
They all wanted to come to America.
Yeah, sure.
And my father was years ago, a long time ago in America.
In other words, your father brought the, your father.
So you probably got a, you know, it's, you
brought,
know.
Your father brought you to America?
Yeah.
Just you two?
Oh, yeah, I don't tell this. And my father answered the letter. He says, I cannot leave my daughter go alone. If you want my daughter,
sure,
you must send a ticket for me too.
Yes.
So he sent money and first ticket. So I didn't want to go, but and then my mother started crying, I cried, and my father cried, and finally he brought me to this country. And he was way older than me, you know.
And your husband?
Oh, sure. We had four children.
Oh, my.
Yes. And he was very good. I married him.
Well, you married him.
Did you,
were you in love with him?
This I can't say. I'm not going to say. I can't tell you.
No, no. Around them. Yeah. Arranged the marriage.
Yeah, and he
and
was...
he was how old? How much older was he?
Oh, he was 38 and I was 17.
Oh, my.
Husband. So, anyway, you know, he was very good to me.
My son's husband says, was how old?
He was 38.
38.
And I was 17.
38. And son, 17. Had four children. How old were they?
They were, well, you see, I didn't take care of them. There was a grandmother there. They had their grandmother there. She took care of all the children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we got along very nice. We were relation-like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I know what I mean.
Their grandmother was my father's sister. She was my aunt. After that, I was very happy with him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He treated me very royal.
Yeah,
gave
so
me
good.
Everything I want, you know. He showered me with diamonds and with nice clothes, and we had a big business of a teaspoon at that time, and we had our own property and everything. As time went on, I had my first child. I had a little girl, but she only lived for 10 days and she died. Then, thanks to God, I had four sons, one after another. One after another.
Now, that goes so much for that. Tell me why you came to the United States. Well, your father brought your sons.
It was on account of my father, otherwise, I would never come to this country because. After my father came here, you know what my husband done? He sent money for the rest of the family, for my brother, for my mother, for my brothers, and for the other sisters.
Oh, that was very nice.
Yeah. Then the whole family came here. So we were then, my two brothers died in Los Angeles, my mother died in Los Angeles. And I still have one sister left. She lives in Uniontown. She's about 85 years old.
You have a sister in Uniontown.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you have a definite destination? Yes. Where did your father plan to bring you to Pittsburgh? Is that it?
Yes. He preferred. That is to America.
Yes, to America.
Yeah. I didn't go. I didn't come to Pittsburgh at first. I lived in McKeesport for a long time. McKeesport was my home.
McKeesport.
And my husband is dead over, you know, I think 27 or 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
You have to write that down too?
No.
Oh. Well, that's about all, honey, I can tell you.
Were you part of a group traveling together? Did you come, besides your father, did you have another group with you? With others?
When I come to this country,
yes.
No, just me and my father. Of course, we meet people on the boat.
Yeah, I know.
I still remember the boat, the name.
How did you travel? By boat? First by boat?
Well, at first you, I remember we went by a...
train. Must have gone by train.
No, I'll tell you. It was like the, you know, you see in the movies the covered wagons?
You didn't. Really?
We went in the covered wagons with horses, but it wasn't only me and my father, it was other passengers there. And they took us to a city.
Wait a minute, just by Benny? This is very interesting.
Yeah, but
a covered wagon.
Covered wagon. Well, I think it was about four or six horses, and there was a lot of passengers in that covered wagon. They picked passengers up. So.
And then on to the boat.
Then no, not the boat yet. Then by train we went to Germany, the Bremen.
Oh, then.
To Bremen. That was the name, a German town.
Yes,
Bremen.
Yes, went to Bremen.
And
Germany.
Yes, in Germany.
On a train?
On a train. And then from there, they took us to the boat. A little boat came there. A little boat came. The little boat took us from a little boat to the big boat. And we were 8 days on the boat, on the big boat. I still remember the name of that boat. You remember it? Kaiser Wilhelm the Grosser.
Kaiser?
Wilhelm the Grosser. And while we were traveling on the boat, I got very sick and my father took care of me.
Who met you? Did you have anybody?
By the train?
By the boat, when you got off the boat. Who met
when
you?
When I got off the boat? When we got off the boat.
This doesn't look like the episode. Yes.
When we got off the boat, well, let me think. It's been so many years. It's
I know.
Hard to remember.
Do you remember who met you at all? Whether an organization met you or a...
No organization. My father had the relations in America. My father's relation led us. Then they put us on a train, and we went to McKeesport. And they met us in McKeesport.
What objects or papers did you bring with you to the United States? Did you bring any papers with you?
No.
Didn't bring any?
No papers.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
No, my name was Fiedler. My maiden name was Fiedler. Esther Fiedler. Fiedler. That was my father's name. Fiedler. My maiden name was Fiedler.
And if changed, why and to what? Yes, married. What first impressed you when you came to the United States?
When they speak English, you know, and I said to myself, oh, I wonder if I'll ever speak that language. So, when I was here 6 months, I could speak already English. You see, because, I can write and I can read. I didn't go to school, but you see, I came with a little bit of education from Europe, because I went to school there. Like I told you, they teach you three languages. German, Polish, and Russian. And the Polish initials is almost like English. That's why I picked up the English language.
Very good.
And I could read and write English.
What first impressed you when you first arrived in Pittsburgh? What did you...
I arrived in McKeesport first.
When you came to Pittsburgh, what did you see in your
Well, everything was just wonderful. Like, everything was... I've never seen anything like that in Europe, you
what
know.
What was it that impressed you? The meals?
The meals and the... And candy, you know, in Europe very seldom you get a piece of candy because everything.
And the candy stores there.
Yes.
The meals and the candy stores.
Well, everything is so expensive there, and everything impressed me. Whatever I've seen, you know, everything, the clothes and everything.
Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh, and what was it like?
Oh yeah, I tell you, I remember the first meal with my aunt. That was. The children's grandmother, what she made for us. Did I tell you that?
Well, now what was it like when you came here in Pittsburgh?
Your aunt's aunt? Yeah, she made the first meal for us, for me and my father and for the family. She made the meatloaf and she made mashed potatoes and borscht. We have the same thing in Europe.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And everything was so new to me, you know, and the clothes, and then I got beautiful clothes.
Yes.
My husband took me from a Pittsburgh to Pittsburgh and took me into a store and he says to me, pick what I want. But he brought me dresses and shoes.
You got dresses the first day?
Not the first day, a couple days later. I was prepared.
Well, you made the first meal for family, but it was an ordinary meal.
But
it was good.
It was very delicious. Then we never had bananas in Europe.
Oh.
When I seen bananas, it was sort of something new to me, you know.
Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years?
No.
Nothing?
No. I was busy right away, you know, I had babies and I was busy. I had four, after my first baby died, I had four sons. They're wonderful children. children, God bless them, especially Leo, so good for me.
He's good for his wife,
too. Yeah. Oh, yes, he's some wonderful boy.
Was there any point during the first 5 years when you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
No, nothing whatsoever. Nothing. I had no trouble or nothing. I was impressed for the first time when I went the first time. They used to have Nickelodeon instead of a movie.
Oh.
It used to be a Nickelodeon. When I seen that the first time, I didn't want to believe it, that should be. We didn't have that in Europe, you know. But they called it that their time a Nickelodeon. And I seen it the first time. It was so something, it was so interesting to me. I couldn't get over it.
After having lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished or would eventually accomplish your goal in coming here?
You need to go somewhere.
No. Were you satisfied with your life here for
yes.
the 5 years?
Yes.
Did you feel that you accomplished something?
Yes.
Before you had babies?
Yes. Uh-huh.
How many babies did you have?
Well, the first, I had five, but the first one died.
Five sons?
No, the first was a girl, and then I got four sons after that.
Five children.
One died just in too long a year.
The first daughter was born. They lived
with 10 days.
Had four boys after that?
Yeah, four boys.
Where was your first home in Pittsburgh, and what was it like, the neighborhood within you lived?
When I first came to Pittsburgh, you see, my husband had a store on Fifth Avenue, and we had business in above the store. We lived above the store in
Pittsburgh.
Above the store.
Well, now I know, but I'm talking about in Pittsburgh now. Where was your first home in Pittsburgh?
Oh, in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
On the south side.
South side.
That's right. We lived on the south side for
I'm
years.
I'm going to tell you about south side in a minute. You're 90.
Yeah. South side for years.
For years,
there.
Uh-huh. First home in Pittsburgh was in the south side.
Was south side, yeah.
What was it like? Was it nice?
Yeah, we had business there.
Oh, you had business above? This was above the store?
My husband had a clothing store, and I lived above the store.
Yes.
Well, beautiful rooms above the store there.
Was the neighborhood nice?
Very nice. Very nice. I trade mostly with Polish here in Southside.
And with whom did you live? By yourself?
Yeah, I have my own home there. My own home in Southside. My husband's at a clothing store.
Yes, I know. How long did you live there?
About 17 or 18 years, something like that. See, mm-hmm. It's hard to remember so many years, you know.
How did you get your own home? Your husband bought it.
He bought it?
You married a rich man.
Yes. But during the Depression, he lost everything.
Like others. How did he get this home?
How did he get the home?
Yeah, how did he was a real estate man or what?
No, he used to buy himself like that, but out of the real estate, you know. He used to buy from the owners, from the owners of selling the house.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work did you do when you first came to this country? Did you do any kind of work?
Never. I never worked for anybody. I was for myself.
How did you get training for this work? You didn't have any work, so you didn't get any training. You have the dressmaking.
I was in Europe. I learned to be a dressmaker.
Did you do any dressmaking in
school? No, I just for myself. I used to sew a little bit, you know. But I never worked for somebody. I very seldom helped in the business too, but I was busy with the children, you know.
Yeah, I know. What kind of work did you do when you first came to Pittsburgh? None.
None.
You were kind of lucky.
I was married right away.
How much did you earn? Nothing. Zero. Were you? Some of your hours, nothing. Did you work on Saturdays and Jewish holidays? No.
No.
How long did you remain in? Did you belong to any kind of trade union? No. Didn't work. What became your life's work? Your son was a homemaker.
Yeah, that's all. Homemaker.
If you could live in this, if you could live this part of your life over, what kind of work would you go into? If you had your life
if
over,
I was
over.
Over.
Yes.
Well, I really don't know what to say. I can't tell you.
Don't you? No desires at all.
No.
Never wanted to be anything.
No. I was always busy, and I thought that's it. I said, that's what's coming to me, and that's I'm going to go through with it.
What kind of school did you have in Pittsburgh?
No school at all.
None at all?
No, well, I went to Europe in school. They teach me in Europe how to read and write.
How'd you learn to speak English?
For myself, like that. You see, the Polish missions is almost like English. When I was 6 months in this country, I used to go myself to the store and do my own shopping, and I could talk.
I see how you talk. Mm-hmm. How did your Gentile classmates treat you? Didn't go to school here.
No, I never went to school here. Never.
Did you go to Hebrew school, Haterby?
In Europe, yes. In Europe, a woman teach me how to read and write Jewish. No Hebrew, just plain Jewish.
Yiddish,
yeah. You read and write in Jewish.
Did you like music?
Oh, I was born and raised with music.
Yes,
my father
right.
was a...
Did you play a musical instrument?
No, I didn't, but my father was a great musician, so was my grandfather. My great-grandfather, they come out from musicians. And I had a brother in Los Angeles. His name was Sam Fiddler. He was a great man. He worked for the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. He was with the Columbia
did
movie.
Did you play any music instrument?
Who?
Did you play any music
No,
instrument?
I didn't, but,
no.
But
did
my
you
father...
Did go to concerts?
I used to go years ago at the concerts, yeah, years
you
ago.
You go here?
Oh, yes,
here.
Yeah. The Carnegie, and when they have the opera sometimes, I used to go too. Mm-hmm. I like movies.
Did you go to the Yiddish theater, any other theater here?
Oh, we used to go there, my husband, to McKeesport.
Yes.
And they have, we used to go from McKeesport to Pittsburgh when we used to come Yiddish theater, and we used to go. And then when we lived on the south side, they used to have every Friday night a Jewish show at Center Avenue.
Yes.
They used to call it Landy Theater or something like that.
Yes.
And we used to go every Friday to the Yiddish Theater.
Did you attend lectures here?
Not very much.
Did you go at all?
I don't really remember.
No. Did you go to the public libraries in Pittsburgh at all? Did you ever go to the library?
On the south side, yes, a few times I used to go take some Jewish books there. They had Jewish books there, too, so I used to take that. I like to read a lot.
You had the Yiddish books in the library in south side?
They had them, Yiddish books, too.
Good. What Pittsburgh newspapers did you read?
The press.
No, before the press must have been something else. It was a leader, wasn't it?
I tell you, I don't remember, but I used to get, as soon as I could read and write English right away, I used to read the papers, you know.
Yes.
But for years, I've been getting the press.
Yeah.
For years and years.
Yeah. When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person? Were you religious?
My husband was very religious.
So were you?
Not too much of a religious. He was too much, you know. And I was a little bit religious, but he was very religious. He used to go to shul every Friday and Saturday.
In what ways were you a little bit religious? Did you burn the candles on Friday night?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And I'm still doing it, too.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm still doing it.
Did you change any religious practice during your first 5 years?